still continue to look at the miracles that took place on our Lord's passion. Tonight being no exception. And these miracles that we've looked at how the darkness from noon to 3 o'clock that hit on that first Good Friday. We talked about the tearing of the temple curtain, the great earthquake, the splitting of the rocks, the raising of many of the saints from death. There's one more miracle of the Passion that's recorded in these words from Matthew, Gospel, chapter 27. When the centurion and those who were with him, keeping watch over Jesus, saw the earthquake and what took place, they were filled with awe and said, "Truly, this was the Son of God." This was a miracle. The centurion. Now, who were these Roman soldiers? What were they like? The officer in charge of this detail of Roman soldiers was known as a centurion. He had about 100 soldiers under his command. He would normally lead and oversee this company. He was given this task of crucifying Jesus and the two thieves. He probably used no more than maybe 12 soldiers to carry out this little detail. Now, religiously, soldiers of Rome were pagans, meaning they had no belief in any god. They were probably a very coarse lot, very seasoned, very callous kind of guys, probably very detached from what was going on around them, you know, unemotional, very uninvolved. To be a soldier is what they did, and they did it very well. The soldiers probably had been assigned to watch over Jesus throughout the whole Passion. They probably were there with him when he appeared before Pilate. They, or at least the centurion, had some understanding of what was going on. They kind of understood the issues that were at hand. They heard the charges that the Jewish leaders had against Jesus, and they probably had some personal contact with Jesus himself and maybe even Pilate. They knew that Jesus had claimed to be the Son of God as well as a king. Now, I'm sure, though, that Jesus didn't look anything like a king by the time that these men came into contact with him. Scripture tells us that the soldiers mocked him, put a purple robe on him, put a crown of thorns into his head, and said, "Hail, King of the Jews!" After they were through having their fun, they took him out to Calvary to crucify him. There was a possibility that the soldiers had heard of Jesus before his arrest. By the time Jesus had been arrested, many in that area knew of what was going on with Jesus of Nazareth. You see, this detachment of Roman soldiers were from Caesarea, very close to Jesus' hometown. They were only 60 miles from Jerusalem. So they had to have heard. The soldiers had been witnesses to several of the miracles that took place during the Passion. They had experienced themselves the 3 hours of darkness. They heard the words of Jesus. They heard him speak to the thieves from the cross. They heard the words of Jesus. Probably the words that stood out in their minds were, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." The reason these words had to stick out in their minds was they probably never heard words like this before in their lives. And then Jesus died. The soldiers probably were not aware of the tearing of the curtain in the temple, but I'm very sure that they were aware of the earthquake. They had to have felt it. They were right there. They had to have witnessed themselves the splitting of the rocks. And then there was the opening of the graves. We are told that these soldiers were filled with awe, a word that means reverential fear, wonder, or maybe even dread. Perhaps this awe drove home to them the idea that they'd been on the wrong side, huh? Hey, maybe that Jesus guy, what he'd been charged with, maybe that was true. Maybe he was no ordinary person. Perhaps he was indeed the Son of God. You know, this term Son of God, this has to imply a deity, divineness. Some believe that all of this drove home some understanding in their minds that these soldiers had personally done wrong. That they had sinned. Something they had probably not ever been concerned about before. And with the conviction of sin, now comes the feeling of what? Guilt. Jesus had expressed the gospel shortly after he'd been crucified. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." After what the soldiers had witnessed and experienced, you know what the soldiers said? They said, "Truly, this was the Son of God." Was this faith? Maybe the simplest form. We trust that it was indeed faith. We trust that the Holy Spirit had been at work here through the words spoken by the Savior from the cross. Paul tells us in Romans 10, 17, what? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the words of Christ. These soldiers, these Roman hardened soldiers from Rome, they heard the words of Christ from him himself. The soldiers may have even heard Jesus preach and teach. The Holy Spirit may even have taken the negative words that the Jewish leaders had laid on Jesus and turned them around in such a way that it was now perceived by these Roman soldiers being the truth. Now, us today, we've got to keep in mind that the saving faith is not something that we do. It is rather what the Holy Spirit does through the Word to convert or change the sinful, unbelieving heart of a person. Conversion is a miracle in any case. We more often think of the miracle of conversion as the case that Saul was converted into a Christian on the road. Certainly the words of these soldiers indicate that some change had taken place. One of my professors at the seminary, Dr. David Scared, every time this came around, this time in the church year, he said the greatest miracle to him and made such an impression in my mind was these centurion and these Roman soldiers that looked up here as Jesus died and said, "Truly, truly, this was the Son of God." It's the biggest miracle of the Passion for many folks. Certainly the words of these soldiers indicated that some change had taken place. Can we not say that the Holy Spirit changed the hardened, callous hearts of Roman soldiers to have even a small faith placed in them about Jesus Christ as our Savior? Some, or perhaps many, view faith as their worth. We need it. As I've already stated, we need to remember that faith is not our word, but it is because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one another. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. As Lutherans, as baptized members of the family of God, we would certainly see the sacrament of holy baptism as a part of the washing with which Paul spoke of. Perhaps the soldier might have even been baptized. Scripture doesn't say that, but we would hope so. Here the Holy Spirit used the Word of Christ, as the means for bringing about change in the hearts of these Roman soldiers. Good Dr. Martin Luther gave witness to the Word in his explanation of the third article of the Apostles' Creed in the Catechism. You've heard it before. You should know this by heart. I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him, but the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified me, and kept me in the true faith. You and I, we cannot bring another person to faith. We can't even bring ourselves to faith in Jesus Christ. We're totally unable to do that. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. To those soldiers that day, on that first Good Friday, the Holy Spirit convicted them of their sins and brought them to faith through the words of the gospel, part of which was conveyed by the words, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Saving faith.